Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to Solano Moms Building Community Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Miriam Trumpf. Today we're diving into a topic that has the power to transform lives in a deeply meaningful way: spiritual coaching. In a world where we often focus on physical and mental well-being, spiritual coaching brings attention to another crucial aspect of our lives: our spiritual health. So, what exactly is spiritual coaching? At its core, spiritual coaching is a guided journey that helps individuals connect with their inner selves, discover their life's purpose, and find a deeper sense of fulfillment. Unlike traditional life coaching, which often focuses on goals and external achievements, spiritual coaching emphasizes inner growth, self-awareness, and aligning with one's true values and beliefs. Whether you're feeling lost, seeking clarity, or simply wanting to enhance your spiritual practice, spiritual coaching offers personalized support to help you navigate life's challenges with greater ease and purpose. It's about finding balance, peace, and a deeper connection to yourself and the world around you. In this episode, we will explore what spiritual coaching is all about, how it can benefit you, and hear from expert who has helped countless people transform their lives through this practice. If you have ever felt there's something more to life, something deeper calling you, this is the conversation and episode you don't want to miss. So let's get started and listen. Today we have a wonderful guest speaker. We have Sherry Woodcock, and she is a clairvoyant reader and healer. She's also a spiritual life coach, and she's author of books. I'm really happy to have you here.
Thank you, Miriam. I'm so glad that you asked me to come. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Actually, when the ladies, our mom circles, they suggested you, I was trying to Google to find your name and get all the information, because in our past episodes, we have been focusing on mental health, physical health, and in life, I have never been educated on spiritual health and spiritual learning. So it was amazing when the other mothers told me, have you thought of interviewing her? And then the moment I called you, I talked to you, I felt like, oh my God, I didn't know this. I want to know more about it. And how calm and, you know, kind you were on the phone. That showed me an energy that I really wanted to know. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And for the listeners, Sherry's going to explain her background professionally and also how she started to be a spiritual coach. Go ahead, Sherry.
Oh, okay. How I got started. You know, it's funny, I had a conversation with a good friend just probably last week, and she told me that she thought that she ended up where she is now, which is a tarot reader, kind of accidentally, and that everything she did in her life was really unrelated. And then all of a sudden, she just ended up as a person doing tarot. And when I thought about it, I realized that my experience really hasn't been like that. I feel like every decision I've made and every step I've taken has really been a progression toward being really just where I am now and doing just what I'm doing now. I've wanted to help people and enjoyed coaching for most of my adult life. My career was spent at Kaiser Permanente, and I'm a nutritionist, which is very much coaching, helping people through motivational interviewing yes. methods and really listening carefully to them, understanding what their goals are, offering resources to them to help them where they want to be, and more than anything, just supporting them and encouraging them. So that's something that I enjoy doing for my entire career. As far as the very beginning, I guess, in my early 20s, I was seeking, and I wasn't exactly sure what I was looking for, but I was finding books in bookstores and going to meditation classes in people's homes who I didn't know, with strangers, and just reaching out as best I could. And I was driving with my kids in Sacramento one afternoon, and I happened to glance over, and there was a sandwich sign on the sidewalk. And I looked at that, and it said, psychic reading that way, left arrow, and something took over and turned the wheel of my car.
Wow.
And I ended up in the Berkeley Psychic Institute, where I got my first reading, and actually spent 10 years there taking classes and teaching classes. And to this day, that was more than 30 years ago. And the Berkeley Psychic Institute to this day is still, I really think it's the foundation of my perspective, just the way I look at life, the way I look at being. So I really appreciate being there. And I think right now it's just really an immense gift to me to be able to give back what I've been given through the years. Spiritually, people being able to see me as spirit, and me being able to give that back and see people as spirit and be able to help them also see their way onto their path.
Yeah, it's very important. And then before that experience, you had never read about spiritual leaders or anything like that. Because why I'm asking this, I'm sure there's many listeners too that they're so new to this. For me, I have people that my family know, they're life coaches, they're spiritual leaders. However, I have never been in direct contact with someone, because in society it's always promoted, you know, categories, this or that. But now I'm really interested in spiritual coaching and how it helps, because it's so amazing for me to be educated on this and then help myself or someone that's going through something to help them that way. So did you know before, when you went to the institute before it, any previous experience with it, or was it just that time?
Well, it was me searching and not really knowing what I was looking for. I had a yearning to find information, and I think for me it was showing up like, there's more to me than what I know so far. There's more to this life than what I'm seeing. And I don't know where it is, and I don't know what it looks like, but I was very driven to look for that. So I was finding books. One of my favorite books is called Emmanuel's Book. And it's a channeled book by a woman named Pat Rodegast. And I've had it since I was in my 20s, and I just picked it up and started reading it again. It's still very current for me and important, but I had been reading books, seeking. I had been going to people's houses and doing some meditation classes. I was starting to just feel like, yeah, these little bits and pieces, and they were unrelated. And, you know, the meditation class just opened up the world for me, just in recognizing that there's so much to us that is non-physical. There's so much to this reality that is non-physical, and we can't see it, and it's quiet, and it's not gonna...
Just you talking like that brings peace to me. Mm-hmm. For someone that is so new, to just think there's more beyond to what we see.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really calming.
Yeah. And so I hadn't had any direct experience with an organized type of spirituality, even with a person, aside from those people who were doing the meditation classes. And I was only involved from the outside.
How do you define spirituality, and how does it differ from religion? Because some people want to know, is it the same? Can you bring it together? And how does it work?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And for me, spirituality is that really intentional, deep seeking of the non-physical part of ourselves, seeking that connection with the creator or source, however that hits us, you know, how whatever we feel is true about that. And I found in my own seeking that truth is very subjective. I think I believed in earlier on maybe that I just had to find this truth, the truth that was it. And I really don't think that's what we're called to do. I think that truth is just very much a personal thing. And at its best, I think spirituality is asking the question, who am I? Who am I really? And deeply getting in touch with that. It is also helping us get in touch with our inner knowing, which is not easy to do because it's very quiet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it takes time.
What are the misunderstandings sometimes people have about spiritual coaching or just spirituality?
I think some people might be worried that they are going to be maybe have a perspective imposed on them that is not their own. And that is, to me, kind of the opposite of what spirituality means, and maybe how it differs from religion, in that there isn't any one right way to do this. It's more just a deepening of that deep wisdom that is always with us, that we don't know that we're connected to, but we always are. So that might be one misconception about spiritual coaching in particular. One other thing that I encounter with clients more often than not is people often feel like there's some reason why they can't connect with their spirituality or their deeper nature. And it can show up in ways like, you know, that's just too lofty a goal, or why should I be able to do that? Or how can I even expect that I'm good enough to be an eternal expression of the divine?
I was going to say, someone that's new to this, I feel like sometimes it's fear. You feel like, okay, how can I connect with my, you know, deeper inside me? And then at times you're like, what if there's something that unknown comes and it scares you? So how would you, like, for someone like me, that's where my worry was, like, how do you deal with someone like me that's scared of what spirituality will bring to her? What if I get in deep in it, and then I'm like totally somebody else? So I'm sure listeners, the people, some that I talk, they feel the same. How would you educate them or educate me?
Yes, yeah. I understand the fear very much, and I think it is very common. And really, the process is not ever becoming someone else. It's becoming more ourselves. And, you know, as I said, at its best, a spiritual practice directs us inward. It directs us toward that part of ourselves that is unique, you know, that is connected, that is meant to express our own inner light in our own perfect way. And so the process really does, over time, carry us more to that. You know, we stop feeling like we need to be somebody else, that we have to go along with everyone else's expectations. You know, we come more and more into that place where it's okay to just be me. And it's hard to do that because in the world, of course, there are so many demands and so many expectations, and it's hard to get past that.
Definitely. How do you help your clients connect with their inner selves and find their life's purpose? You mentioned it before a little bit to me, if you want to add on to that.
Yeah. Mainly, I start with listening. I want to get a really good understanding of the roadblocks that a person feels that they have. the things in their life that hold them back, the conceptions that they have that hold them back, because we all have them, you know, mm-hmm. just these, Berkeley Psychic Institute called it stop energy. It's just that energy that's alive in all of us that says, nope, nope, you know, you need to stop here. So getting to know the person and what their goals are and starting to identify, you know, we're all so wise. We have our own wisdom always. And so I like to connect with what people have been dreaming about. What have they been thinking about? You know, I had one client who had just been drawn to Reiki first, you know. I don't even think she had had a Reiki session, but she was just drawn to Reiki, and there was something telling her, maybe I need to learn Reiki. Where is this coming from? I have kids, I have a job, where is this coming from?
For people that don't know, what is Reiki?
Reiki is a form of energy healing. So okay. It's a form of helping direct someone's spiritual energy for them and help them release things that they've taken on, because everything that happens here, you know, in this life is energy. And so when we take on maybe ideas that someone had about us that may or may not be true, but we take them on as truth, that is a form of energy.
Okay.
You know, anything like that can be energy. So
Do you have any other success stories of your clients where it helped them through a period of time where they felt lost or they needed clarity with your coaching? It helped them?
Yeah, I do.
You have the smile. I like that you have touched a lot of lives. That means that you have transformed their lives into better impact. When I see that smile, it seems like a positive smile.
Thank you. I hope so. I like to think so, and I do think so. And I'm grateful for that. One woman who comes to mind is not unlike a lot of other clients that I've had, and she came to me and was confused about her job, wasn't sure if she was in the right place for her, feeling like she needed a change, feeling, just exploring things, but not being able to actually pursue any of them.
Yes.
Like these thoughts would come to mind, and this is neat, maybe I should do this, but life gets in the way, and she felt very stuck and just didn't know if this was a pipe dream that she was creating, you know, if there was really something to it. And a lot of people come, I think, feeling that way, like, is this a pipe dream, or is this really what I'm meant to be doing? Am I supposed to explore this? And so this particular client came, and she came to a class on intuition that I taught, and I worked with her for a couple of sessions, and she ended up beginning to practice some techniques to help her connect with her deeper truth and just move through that process, and I supported her in that. And fast forward to now, she's living in the Bay Area, and she's actually working with another spiritual group and sharing her light and her information.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And how do you, like you said, if there's a listener right now that they're lost with their life or they need clarity, how do you guide them through this? How do you guide them with spirituality to, like, you help that lady? Mm. Can you explain, like, the steps, what you did?
It's always different. So
it's individual based.
Very individually based. Yes, I have the clairvoyant training, which is my, you know, everyone brings their own kind of specialty to the process. And I think that's my training, and that's what I've done for 30 years. So I am going to be doing readings on them. I'm going to be doing energy healings on them. I'm also going to be working to support them in all of those different activities or practices that people use that help us quiet the noise and begin to start being able to hear ourselves. So those can be things that are pretty simple. Practicing meditation, you know, doing guided meditations if we're just getting started. Things like the Calm app is wonderful for people who are just getting started in meditation and don't feel comfortable yet just going through that process on their own. And journaling, for me, journaling has been a lifelong thing that I do that's just been so helpful. I still do it. And also having gratitude, you know, practicing gratitude, what we focus on grows for us, and that can be something negative or something positive. So when we have a coach or a friend who's working with us in our spirituality and our path, you know, just someone who can be a sounding board, and we can support each other in, you know, did you remember to do this? How are you doing with your meditation practice? Are you doing your self-care? There are so many, and we talk about it a lot in this women's group that's happening here in just a little bit. So much of this women's group is geared around just that, women supporting women in stating their goals, stating their intentions, talking to the group about, this is what's getting me stuck, you know, this is why I haven't been able to get to it, and then coming again next month and, you know, having an interested, supportive group of women who are going to listen and support them in meeting their goals.
That's wonderful. And for the listeners, this support group, where is it held, what time, and what days of the week? So if any listeners, you are interested in joining, Miss Sherry will right now give you the information.
Yeah, it's actually Blissful Massage and Wellness Center. The address is 411 William Street in Vacaville. And we meet once a month on the first Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. If you are interested, we'd love to have you. And you can certainly call the Wellness Center and get more information. And their phone number, right off the top of my head, I'm not remembering it, but you can definitely
Google it. We can Google it, yes. Yeah. And when we put on our Instagram page, when this episode is live, we will put all her information, listeners, so we will have it on our Instagram page of Solano Moms Building Community, all this information. And can you talk a little bit about the spiritual and mental health? How does each one connect with each other or affect each other?
Yeah, they're very connected. I read just maybe a week ago another study that was talking about the things, the habits, you know, the practices that best support good mental health, and having a spirituality that supports us is on that list. It's very important, and it makes sense, really. The world is complicated, mm-hmm. and you know, I think it's can be rough for a lot of people, and if we're grounded in a spiritual philosophy or a spiritual practice, you know, something that gives us faith that we live in a sane and ordered universe, which I very much believe, mm-hmm. That makes all the difference when things are challenging.
Yes.
And you know, having that makes all the difference. And that speaks to the importance of community. I know I mentioned to you that I didn't have a community until I found Berkeley Psychic Institute, and then that was a big part of my life for many years, and I learned so much there, and community is really important.
I fully agree. Community support. I actually went through a tough time in 2023 with the loss of my father and brother. And what I found out, it was the community and the community connections and the mom circles that I had made got me through that dark yeah. time of my life, because it had affected all our family. And I was always the one to not burden my family. They were already going through this rough time. But I'm a big supporter of community support and finding that community that takes you through that rough time, the time that you feel lost. It's so important. So I fully agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I also wanted to ask you, what routines can we use in our normal life to feel spiritually grounded and can help us through our daily life?
Oh my goodness, Miriam, there are so many. Speaking of grounding, I mean, a simple thing that we can do anytime is just ground the body. So we can do this sitting at a desk at work, driving the car, just visualizing. You don't even have to close your eyes to do it, but visualizing a line of energy from your first chakra at the base of your spine that just goes all the way down to the center of the planet, And what we envision, we make real. It becomes real. And in spirit, there's no time and there's no space. So what we intend happens instantaneously. So we can use as this grounding cord a tree, you know, a tree trunk or a rope or a vine, you know, absolutely anything, just a line of energy from the base of the spine that goes down to the center of the planet. And you can just see that in your mind's eye, or you can just intend for it to be there and know that it is. And then you just intend to have your body release anything that you're holding on to that doesn't serve you, that causes you stress, that doesn't belong to you, that you've taken on. And that can be done anywhere.
Wow, that's impactful and powerful just to hear it. I'm really excited for the women's session that's going to be starting soon. Listeners, I'll be here for the whole session, and I will see the whole session. I'll see what practices are used, and then I'll give you my input after the session is done, and you can listen to it. Thank you, Sherry, for being here, and we look forward to having more of these sessions for the listeners and for all of us. I feel like this is really an aspect of life that I'm interested now in.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.